Listening Dog Media.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
It is the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast. I'm Kelly Pegg.
And I'm Jenny Powell.
And we're joined by the lovely Kate, businesswoman, mum, wife, and she runs the business A Year of Dates, which is all about getting couples reconnected and getting them to spend some special time together. So this is a much needed episode for anyone listening who's like me and never really sees their other half on their own.
I think the phrase I think we're all familiar with is passing ships, isn't it, Kate?
Passing ships, yes.
Yeah, unless you work with your husband and then you can't really seem to get rid of him anywhere.
I've done that as well. And that's a whole new set of problems, that one, isn't it? But yeah. The big day is almost here and Swan have some incredible gift ideas for your loved ones. You can check out their Christmas gift guide over on their website right now. For 20% off Swan's gorgeous products, head to swanbrand.co.uk and use the discount code HOTMESSMUMS20.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan.
But either way, time needs to be spent that has to be quality time. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody will agree they're just not getting that at the moment. And also, you know, I think relationships have been put under a lot of strain in the past almost 2 years now. I don't want to preempt that, but really. And it just landed on us, didn't it? Like a ton of bricks. No one was prepared. Yeah. I think even while we were going through it, Kate, no one was really conscious of the fact that it really was gnawing away at people's relationships. So I think it's just wonderful what you've done. But just explain to us the sort of like potted history of how it began and what it is.
Okay, this is where my husband comes across in a very good light. He always likes this story. But for Christmas, I think it was 2014, he made me a jar of dates. Oh. So he bought a glass jar and he wrote all these ideas and he filled them in, put them in little envelopes and put them in the jar.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I have no idea what I got him for Christmas that year.
Socks. Socks and boxer shorts, Kate. That's what you did.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Or something for his computer, probably. But yeah, it was... So he presented that on Christmas Day and the idea was we opened one every week and we made that extra time, that bit of effort, rather than coming home and sitting on our laptops or on our phones or just to make that bit of effort to spend more time with each other. And I, at the time, it was when kind of blogging was getting to be quite a big thing. And I'd been saying for a while, I want to write a blog. So I said, right, I'm going to write a blog about these dates that we do. The first envelope we picked out was buy each other a £10 gift.
Oh.
Which, on the back of what I'd already been given, I mean, that was good. Again, we can't remember what I bought him. But he, being the IT guru that he is, bought me the domain name ayearofdates.co.uk for me to do my blog. And that's kind of where it all began, really.
So you're a mum as well, so we'll just get that in. So you do have kids. So you do know, for all our mum listeners, what it's like being pulled all the time with children and responsibilities and still trying to work on, you know, still trying to make your relationship have that time.
Yeah. So Well, at the time it was just the two of us. Oh, okay. So when you gave me the date jar, 9 months later, we had a daughter.
Oh, oh really? Right. So was that one of the things in the jar?
He tries that as a sales pitch, and I'm like, that doesn't work for people. Please don't do that. A lot of people aren't going to see that as a good sales technique. Our daughter was born in October the following year, and I worked in marketing and graphic design in Manchester, and couldn't quite see how I was going to manage the commute, the hours, the demands, plus the nursery. John was working away a lot at the time. So we made the decision that I wasn't going to go back to work. I also couldn't see myself being a stay-at-home mum. I needed something to do for myself. Mm-hmm. And it was while I was out on a walk with some mums I'd met on maternity leave, and they said, oh, what are you doing this weekend? And I was doing something out of the jar. I can't remember. It was probably going to bingo or something really random. And they said, oh, I wish I had the time and the ideas to do that. And I kind of thought, well, I've got the time and I've got the ideas because they're in the jar, and let's give it a go and see what happens. And 5 years later, here we are.
Wow.
Wow.
And so have you kept these dates going? Be honest.
No.
But did you do your everyone out of the jar, though? Did you? I mean, you
we have now opened all the dates out of the jar. We finished that at some point during lockdown. We finished that.
Wow.
Whether we've done them all or not, our daughter, she's now six, so she wants to get involved. So she's very keen on taking ideas out of jars and doing them with us.
Yeah.
So we have to do family dates sometime, which is fine. But we try and make time. The thing about our dates is you don't have to leave the house. I mean, it's lovely to go out for a nice meal, to get dressed up and do that, but you don't have to do that to have a date. You can put your PJs on when you get home from work and when the kids are in bed, and just turn the TV off and play a board game or listen to music and reminisce about the memories it brings up. You can kind of plan holidays, even whether you go on them or not. You can spend that bit of time kind of planning what you'd like to do and talking about it. You don't have to leave the house. So a lot of our date nights, we do try and do them at home. We try and say, right, we're not going to work tonight. It's the other joy of running a business.
Never stops, kind of, does it?
You never fully switch off. But it's great. I mean, we get to pick our daughter up from school. We get to take her to swimming, to gymnastics, and be there for all of those things. And then when she's in bed, we have to, it's all the emails need replying to, the customer inquiries, all that kind of thing. So we try and stop a couple of times a week, and we'll put a movie on, or we'll get a board game out, we'll play Scrabble or something that's just takes us away from everything else and gives us a bit of
time. It's really interesting, isn't it? Because my parents were married for like 65 years. And, you know, obviously a very different generation, Kate. And they probably would never be in the situation that we're in now, where, you know, we need help from things like a year of dates, because I look back at it, I think it's because, you know, we didn't have that technology where work is always there, you know. It can be when you go to bed, you've got your computer on, you've got your phone on, everyone's saying, I'm just going to do a bit more work. And for them, you know, life was much more simple and they spent a lot more quality time together. And, you know, just you developing this idea and putting it out there just shows to us and brings out the fact that, you know, we really do have to make that extra effort now, you know, otherwise relationships that we all long for, just like mum and dad, you know, will just crumble and fade away.
Because they do take work, don't they? They really do.
Yeah. And I mean, we've been going for 5 years now, and Valentine's Day is massive. Valentine's Day is bigger than Christmas for us. Christmas is massive. Valentine's Day is just kind of off the scale. And I think what it does for people, whether they do them every week, there's 52 in the box. The idea is you open one every week, but we don't really expect people to do that. There are people who have, and they're brilliant. They share it on Instagram. They go out every week. They share the cards. Oh. And we kind of become friends with them. I kind of chat to them on Instagram and things. But the idea is that it's there when you need it. If you're sat there at home going, oh, what can we do tonight? Then it's there. And the boxes that you guys have got are the colour-coded boxes. So anything in a blue envelope is things you can do at home. Orange is a bit of a surprise. Green is a day out. And yellow is a night out. So you can kind of plan the dates around life, because life does get in the way. Yeah. But sometimes it just takes half an hour. One of them is cook a candlelit dinner for each other at home, and you flip a coin and decide who's going to do the cooking. And we always kind of suggest that if you open them on a Monday, you've got that week then to kind of talk about it, to plan it. We used to do that. We'd be at work and John would be emailing me saying, oh, I've thought of this we could do for this card. And I think one of them was go for tea and cake, but we went into Manchester to the Northern Course, where there's all the cool tea rooms and stuff afterwards.
So cool.
I went and did it in the evening, and he'd send me links during the day to say, oh, I found these, we could go here this week. And it gives you kind of something to talk about as well as something to look forward to, and just that little bit of adventure. And the fact that they're sealed in envelopes as well makes it that little bit of a surprise, because you can't kind of read through them all going, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't fancy doing that. people feel a lot more kind of inclined to actually do it because the envelope, they had to go through the process of opening the envelope, and it's that little bit of excitement. So
so satisfying.
It's quite tiring, really,
it's wonderful. And, yeah. it was born from a beautiful place, from that jar, from him indoors, and it's look so, what's happened.
On a bad day, it's that bloody jar. It wasn't for that jar.
It's so nice, though, because you're also sort of encouraging romance again, like old school, which I really like, you know, like you say, it can be the big things, it can be the small things on that card, but it's all about thought. And we don't see that enough anymore, you know, because everything's this sort of, we want it now, everything we've got to have now. It, you know, we all get carried away with ourselves. I think people who are single, I think it's been really hard for them. You know, you've got bloody Tinder and swipe left and right and all these things. And I think, oh my God, whatever happened to like just the old school kind of way of connecting with someone? And I think this brings that right back, which is just delightful, you know, and needed. It's so needed.
And it's definitely, I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head the figures, but we've sold kind of over 40,000 of these boxes now. And it's just growing. We've kind of got into America now, so we've got American dates. We've slightly changed them a little bit, so they say dollars, not pounds. We did get a couple of bad reviews because the spelling was wrong, apparently, but, you know,
that
wasn't our fault.
Yeah, you've got bomb bags and fanny packs. You've got to get all that right, haven't you?
They don't want to go for afternoon tea. That's not something that, you know, so we've had to make a few changes, but it's just really exciting to be able to, it's kind of like this whole new kind of area for
you. Literally are spreading the love, aren't you? It's a beautiful, what's your, so you sort of decide on all these dates. So can you, what do you think would be the perfect date out of the box of dates that Kelly and Chris have got? I'm putting you on the spot here, but just from knowing this a bit.
We've kind of got a whole different range of date boxes now, but the two that feature in pretty much every box are Watch the Sunset.
Oh.
And have afternoon tea.
Oh.
Afternoon tea is my favourite thing to do. And the sunset is just, it's nice. It's an easy one, unless it's this time of year. But it's an easy one. We've got Watch the Sunrise in there as well, which is a bit trickier.
Speaking of the devil, he's ringing when he knows I'm recording. He does this every time, doesn't he, Jen? He rings every time I'm recording. I tell him what time and he doesn't listen. Bloody fool.
There you go. There's one of your new dates then. Chris and Kelly go out and he hasn't got his phone and he listens.
Yeah. I love that though, because, you know, what you said earlier about different times of your relationship or different times of the year, meaning you can do different things. And that all depends on budget and all sorts of things. Oh, now he's ringing the house phone. I swear he thinks I'm having an affair. And then he'll text me and he'll be like, are you around? As if I've gone somewhere exciting. Oh my God. I adore him.
It's so funny watching you now dealing with it. Like you're suppressing all your anger and your frustration because you're doing a podcast and me and Kate are like, look at her struggling. She's trying to keep it all together.
I work 2 hours a day. Like, for God's sake, can't you give me it?
He calls you then. Okay, this is hilarious. I'm enjoying this.
I
think we've all been there.
Well, I'm there all the time with him. But it's this whole thing about when it suits, when it's, you know, being able to fit it in around the kids, your budget, that, you know, because obviously at this time of the year, it's so expensive for families. So, you know, going away for a lovely weekend is probably not on most people's lists. So you've got to sort of look at different ways of getting that time together. And it's important. And I think what you sort of promote as well is communication, which is key to a happy relationship, telling each other, reminding each other that, you know, you've got to have this time. Let's do something together just for us. Doesn't matter if it's small or, you know, whatever it is, because you drown when you've got children in that way, you know.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan.
not long to go now. For those last minute presents, check out Swan's Christmas gift guide. They've got great gift ideas on there, including their retro mixer, Nordic pump espresso coffee machine, and the Swan bread maker. Help to give your loved one's home a kitchen makeover with Swan's stunning products. Get 20% off if you head to swanbrand.co.uk and use the discount code HOTMESSMUMS20.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan. Celebrating 90 years of magic moments.
Can I just say, I've had an inspiration now, because I'm going to get you to do one for Connie and her boyfriend, because the youngsters, they're 21 and 22, and you know, they're all like, they overdo it with dates, yeah? It's all got to be big flash things, but we could bring it back and keep it simple. I think that there's an idea. You know, just
get them doing a jigsaw, that'll be
That's what I was thinking. So I'm onto that. I think that's it. And then we can, we'll just get the younger generation to realise that let's get back to romance.
Yeah.
Let's get back to real romance. I think we're onto something here, Kate. Oh, you have been for about 5 years. Sorry.
I think that's a lovely idea, though. My friend's dating again after having a divorce, and she's been going on, online, and she's had some hilarious stories and some, you know, she's having fun. She's 41 and she's like, I feel like I'm 20, you know. Mm. And some of her stories, I'm like, oh, God, I couldn't cope with that anymore. But also, it's the stories that I find really sad where, you know, she goes to meet somebody and she turns up and she's like, where are they? Because their profile picture is completely different to how they look. Yeah. And then they're a completely different person to what they put on their specification. Yeah. And things like that, I think, bloody hell, I wouldn't want to be out there anymore doing any. Mm. I couldn't do any of that, you know, because it's so false. And I just think it's a bit nasty. I know sometimes it's the only way to do it. But so this is nice. Maybe we should. Maybe you could think of something, you know, to bring people together as well. I don't know, but
yeah, we have talked about it. It's difficult because obviously, when if giving someone your dates, we personalise the boxes as well. Yeah. You get the date on them, and sometimes it's people they've been together for not very long, and you're thinking, ooh, maybe this is a bit, you know, we've to present it to someone after only a couple of months, we're kind of going, oh, maybe you want to kind of reel it back in a bit here. A whole year of dates is quite a commitment, but. And we do get a few where people say, I need to return this because, you know, they bought someone a year of dates.
Oh, no.
And then,
that's sad.
I'm not laughing really.
Oh,
but
no.
They've obviously thought they've got this kind of future there, and then they've wanted to return it. And obviously, we say, yeah, of course. And sometimes they say, oh, actually, I'll give it to a friend. But if it's personalised, well, then they kind of. Where they return it, and technically with a personalised gift, they're non-returnable. But in those situations, I'm too nice.
It's the least you could. I know.
You kind of have to. You have to feel for them. But you need to have that kind of belief that you've got a year of dates in you. But I know there was a couple during lockdown who started it, and they'd not been together very long, and they've actually been doing it religiously week after week, and they said it's really helped them because it's the kind of the conversations and getting to know each other in a way that they wouldn't actually have done. So it does work for new relationships too. But probably,
you know what I like about this as well, is that I think I'm quite sort of, I've got my way, Marty's got his way, and, you know, no, I don't want to do that. Well, what about this? No, I don't want to do that. Well, if you don't want to do that, I don't want to do that. So to have an independent, well, as in a little box with a little envelope telling us both independently, this is what you're doing, is actually really helpful. We might actually get that date night, because it is about the date night, which it's not a cliche, it's a necessity, I think.
Yeah. And it can be a date. I mean, one of them's go for brunch and things. It doesn't even have to be a night.
No.
I mean, we try and work from home on a Thursday now, because we've got a team in the office now, which is amazing. No, Black Friday's just happened.
Yeah.
Normally I'd be up to my neck in boxes, but I'm at home, and the orders are going out, and it's amazing because we've kind of built this brilliant team who just get on with everything for us, which gives us time to do all the boring stuff that has to go with running a business that none of us really realised needed to happen.
She says, I can see on your face, admin.
But we, on a Thursday, we'll work from home, and we'll try and go out for lunch, or we'll go for a walk, or we'll last week we went to IKEA because, you know, that's how we rock and roll we are. But, you know, we get to do, we can do those things during the week if we need to. And that's kind of our day now where we're working from home. But if we need to have a big discussion about something, we might as well go and do it walking in the local area than sitting at our desks. Yeah. So, and I'm not getting distracted by putting a wash on and things. So.
You're so inspirational to so many mums out there though, because the world is changing. It's changed so much. And I don't just mean COVID, but I mean how difficult it has been in the past for women with children to work. And, you know, we hear about this all the time and flexi hours and everything. And, you know, these impossible situations that mums are put in where they have to choose between their career and raising their child and being at home and doing all the, you know, it's been so, and it continues to be so tough for women. And then there's you who's showing all those mums out there and inspiring them because you've started this business and you've changed your lifestyle. And it came from having that impossible decision and knowing you couldn't do both, which is very unfair and shouldn't be like that, but never mind. But you've turned it into this incredible business that's not only doing well for you, but it's helping loads of couples out there as well. I mean, it's just fantastic, you know. Real.
Thank you. No, it's, and it's something that we, I mean, we see so many businesses. We're part of Not on the High Street.
Yeah.
We're actually ambassadors for Not on the High Street as well. So we kind of, we talk to other people who are starting out, and that's kind of what I want to do, is to be able to, it's kind of all about that idea. And so many people say to me, oh, I wish I just had that idea like you had. And it's about that idea. Mm. And that's the hardest bit. I've got more of my friends that I lie at home, in bed at night trying to think of what that idea
light
could
bulb
be.
Moment.
It doesn't come like that. It is kind of, and we just thought this would be kind of, I guess it's what everyone says, a side hustle where I'm still working. And for a while I had a part-time job. So I'd work in the morning, come home, pack the orders. And the next morning I'd put them in my car, go to work, drop them off at the shop on the way home, start again. It's a lot of hard work to do it, but it's, and it's taken us 5 years. Now, like I say, John quit his job in IT to come and do it as well.
Yeah.
And that's where the personalization came in. He wanted to bring something new to the boxes that I wasn't already doing. So he made personalization his mission. He made America his mission. Mm. He does all these things where I'm like, oh, no, we can't do that. That's too big. And then he makes it. He has us sending thousands of boxes to America on pallets and things. So, yeah, we kind of bounce off each other a lot of the time as well.
You know,
great
team. I've made it moment when you see your stuff on a pallet and it's going on a plane to America, the land of dreams.
We were watching the plane, the first one. It goes on a boat now, but the first one we were watching the plane coming to LA. And I was a bit jealous, to be fair. Kind of wanted to be there to see them, but we'll make it there one day, I'm sure, to go and see these boxes. But yeah, it's something I'd love to be able to do kind of now I'm not involved in the day-to-day packing, is be able to help other people and kind of say, well, look, you know, it is a big leap to do it, but when you make that leap, you can go to networking events, you can go and meet other people. I mean, I've met a brilliant network of other mums who are running businesses, and I wouldn't have met them if I'd still been working. I had to take a day's holiday every time I wanted to go to a networking event, or, you know, you kind of had to make the leap in order to, once you make that leap, you make it work as well, because you have to. I kind of had something to prove as well that it was going to work. But then for John to quit his job as well was just kind of, was brilliant.
So Kate, would you say... Jenny, go on.
No, but Kate, for you, your advice would be as well, if you can, even if you've got an idea or you haven't got an idea, but, you know, you're itching on the edge of your sofa and you know there's something that you need to do. Would you suggest these sort of ladies' business networking events... would be a good idea.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's loads. In our local area, there's loads of them happening. It is a scary thing to go to something like that on your own and walk into a room full of women who often already know each other. But there's always people to talk to. There's always people.
Always.
Everyone's friendly. Everyone kind of wants help. But I think as well for us, we started small. We ordered 100 boxes to start with. We didn't order 10,000 boxes. We ordered 100. To see how it would work. We launched it in October, I think it was, on Not on the High Street, and by Christmas we'd sold those 100 boxes and I'd ordered more.
Yeah.
But we were able to start small. We weren't kind of going, all right, I'm going to go and buy thousands of these and fill my garage with them and see what happens. It's kind of taking that risk, but not risking everything on it.
And it coming from passion. I think, you know, I'm a big believer in that sometimes if you set something out, I want to make money, it doesn't work. But like what you were saying, how it came about for you was from your own experience with your husband and something that you both felt quite passionate about, you know. And I think when it starts like that, that's when it grows and that's when it does become a success, because everything should be about doing things you love first and foremost before all the other lovely bits fall into place, where, like you say, 5 years on, you're now hitting America and your husband is now, you know, with you full time, which is just lovely. So, yeah, and I just love the whole sort of idea that it came from that passion, not just about making money.
Yeah, I think, like I said, we always thought it would be like a side hustle, or it would be something I could see myself on craft fairs at weekends. I did one craft fair in Manchester in November, and I haven't done another one since because it was freezing. And by the time you're talking to one person about what's in the box, six others have walked past.
Yeah.
And then you have to explain it again to someone else.
Yeah.
And in the end, John said, look, we could put this money onto Facebook advertising and reach a whole lot more people without you standing in the cold in the middle of Manchester for the day. So yeah, it's and then I managed to sell a box which was just a display box. It was empty. I managed to sell that one as well, which was really good. I got an interesting phone call about that one a few days later.
Oh, no.
But yeah, it's all a learning curve.
It is.
And yeah, I just thought I'd be standing at craft fairs and having stalls in places in the run up to Christmas. And then the online side of things just happened, and Not on the High Street came along at the very beginning of the journey, and kind of that's where we grew from, because they had the audience. It's difficult when you've not got a following on Instagram, you've not got, no one knows you're out there. So Not on the High Street was a brilliant platform for us to launch from, basically, because it had the audience already. And then we've grown everything else since.
Well, you certainly got our attention, that's for sure. Yeah. My mind's whirring now. And what a perfect and beautiful, lovely gift for everyone, really, who's in a couple. In a couple.
And like I say, we've kind of grown it now. We've got over 40 different products. We've got birthday versions, self-care versions. It's not all about the dates as well. It's all about the envelopes. It's all about the ideas being in the envelopes, but 50 things to do when you're 50, 40 things to do when you're 40. There's a whole, you know, otherwise it's very kind of like Christmas, Valentine's Day, and then wedding as well. But the rest of it kind of keeps us going the rest of the time.
Well, listen, Kate, the very best of luck to you. I'm going to get on there now because I've been inspired. So a few people are going to get those.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, Kate. Have a lovely day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan. Designed for life.
Thanks to Swan for sponsoring this episode. You can check out their Christmas gift guide over on their website right now. Get 20% off if you head to swanbrand.co.uk and use the discount code HotMessMums20.